This is lesson two in our systematic study of the book of 1 John, and it is entitled Sin, Liars, and Walking in the Light. Now we'll be covering 1 John 2, 1 through 11 in this lesson, and you'll find the lesson that goes along with this podcast episode on the Moral Foundations website at moral-foundations.com. Once on the website, click on the Bible Studies link and choose the book of 1 John, lesson 2, to find the content that goes along with this episode. So let's go ahead and get started with putting these verses into plain language to make them easier to understand and to teach. Chapter 2 starts off with John calling his readers little children. And John did not call his readers little children because of their age, but because of their spiritual immaturity and overall lack of knowledge concerning the truth of God. John was writing to these new converts to the Christian faith, and the primary thing he wanted for them was that they would keep themselves from sinning, or that they would refrain from breaking the commandments of God. He goes on to explain that if the believer sins, that they have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ. Now, an advocate is someone who intercedes or speaks on the behalf of someone else. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is also called here the Righteous, is the advocate for the saints with God the Father. Jesus is described as not only being the advocate of the saints, but he is also the propitiation for their sins. Now, a propitiation is the act of appeasing or soothing the anger of someone, making amends with someone, or restoring something that has been lost. And we are speaking specifically about restoring the relationship that was broken between man and God in the Garden of Eden because of the sins of Adam. Now, Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, appeased the anger of God toward men, made amends with God by paying the penalty that justice required, and restored his saints to a relationship with the Father, whereby they were no longer enemies of God, or now were children of God. John also makes a statement that Christ is not only the advocate and propitiation of sins for the Israelites, but for the whole world, or for people from all nations and tongues, not just the Israelite or the Jew. John then gives a standard by which the Israelite or Jew and all other people were to use to examine if they truly knew God, meaning if they did indeed have fellowship with God and had been returned to a right relationship with God the Father by the actions of God the Son. Now, the standard is an action, not a profession. Those that truly knew or know God and were saved from their sins are those that keep the commandments. John makes a very bold statement by saying that anyone who claims to know God and does not keep the commandments of God is a liar and the truth is not in them. And we are then told that the person that keeps the word or the commandments of God as a normal and habitual aspect of their life has the love of God perfected in them. The love of God being Jesus Christ dying for those given to him by the Father while they were yet enemies of God, whereby they were no longer enemies of God, but now sons. And the standard by which men are to know if they have been reconciled to God is by examining their deeds. This is what John is saying they are to use to know that they are in him, or that they are truly saved and cleansed from their sins. Their deeds revealed their status with God. Either they are now saints, or they are still yet enemies. And the factor that separated the two groups are the deeds of each group. John continues by saying that those that say they are in fellowship with God and his Son are to walk as he walked, or rather, their deeds and actions should be in alignment with the deeds and actions of Christ. He tells his readers that he is not teaching them something brand new. His message is the same message that they had from the beginning. The only difference between what John and the disciples were now teaching and what used to be taught is that now the message is clear, where once it had been obscured. God had told his people concerning things to come, but he had only done so vaguely in the past. But now, the message that was now being preached and taught was the full and complete word of God declared plainly and simply. The old message and the new message do not differ. They are one and the same. In other words, the Old Testament and New Testaments are one word, a whole. They do not contradict, nor is one more important than the other. They are not two words of God, but one. They both come from the same God, and it is his complete word. Another standard that John gives here for knowing if we have fellowship with God is our attitude and actions towards others. Those that do not keep the commandments of God towards others in thought and deed are declared by John to be still in darkness or still in their sins and not forgiven by God. He also says that those that love others or keep the commandments of God towards others in thought and deed live in the light, or they daily live in a state of forgiveness and community with God the Father, and they cannot fall out of forgiveness or community with God. And lastly, John mentions the one that hates others again and declares them to be in darkness again and describes them as walking in darkness, or these have a habitual, consistent direction of life whereby they continually want to and do break the commandments of God, and they find it enjoyable. He says that these are confused. They do not understand where their desires and actions are leading them, because John says their sin, or their desire to sin, their fallen nature that is in rebellion against God, has blinded them. They cannot see their sins because they have not been forgiven. They have not been forgiven because Christ did not die for them. Because Christ did not die for them, they have not been cleansed of their sins, they do not have community with God, and they're still enemies of God with a pronouncement of eternal judgment upon them for their sins. Okay, that's kind of the plain language part of these verses. So let's go ahead and jump into the important doctrines which are covered here. The first being, abstaining from sin is a top priority for the believer. Number two, Christians that sin have Jesus Christ as their advocate before God the Father. Number three, Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection was the price of man's redemption and the appeasement of God's wrath on man. Number four, Jesus died for men from all nationalities and tongues. The saints do not have a physical racial identity. Number five, man's actions, not his profession, reveal if he has fellowship with God the Father and has been cleansed of his sins. Number six, the Old and New Testaments are not two testaments, but one. They are the same message. The difference between the two testaments is clarity of message, not content. Number seven, how men treat others reveal if they have fellowship with God the Father and have been cleansed of their sins. And number eight, those that hate and abuse others and also have a continual pattern of unrepentant disobedience to God are blinded by their sins and they cannot see or know the truth. This entire passage here is not a narrative. It has really just been one doctrine after the next being quoted and laid out for us to learn. Now, I'm going to go over just to highlight a few of these and give you some things to discuss with your students and to think about, but you should ensure that your students do understand all of these doctrines as they are foundational truths of the gospel. Now, to go ahead and get into some of this stuff, the first one I would go over here is, in order to abstain from sin, we have to know what sin is. And this means that we must learn and teach the law of God. And because this is a top priority for John, it should be a top priority for us as parents and teachers. We should constantly remind our children to actively and purposefully bring their lives into conformity to the law of God. The second thing to discuss is that the Christian is not identified by what they look like, or where they are born, or where they live, or what language they speak. The saints are identified by their profession of faith in Jesus Christ, their personal deeds, and their actions towards others. Christians are born again into a new family with a new father and should have new loyalties that match this new life. The third thing to discuss here would be, because the Word of God is one consistent whole, the Christian is to use the Old and New Testaments together in order to properly understand the whole Word of God. Now, the New Testament provides necessary light to properly understand and learn from the multitude of examples given to us in the Old Testament. And the Bible teacher must understand this if they're going to be an effective teacher. All too often, people spend their time preaching about salvation again and again and again, and rarely, if ever, actually teach how God wants us to live. The Bible spends very little time teaching us about salvation as a whole, and a great deal of time teaching us how to live. And the Bible teacher should recognize this and make sure that they adjust how they teach and what they teach accordingly. And I think the fourth thing to go over here is our students should learn to examine themselves in the light of these descriptions that John gives of what identifies the true believer. They should learn to examine specifically what they believe about God, whether the overall direction of their thoughts and deeds are in obedience to God, and what the overall direction of their thoughts and deeds are towards other people. Because the profession is only one thing that identifies the true believer. The rest all have to do with their desires, their actions, and their overall attitude of their life. This is important to discuss in depth with your students. Now remember, there's more questions and answers on the Moral Foundations website, which is moral-foundations.com, to go along with this lesson. But this will wrap up Lesson 2 of 1 John, entitled Sin, Liars, and Walking in the Light.